Welcome everybody to Shir number 853, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about soups. Okay, so interesting type of soup. You have chicken or meat soup, right? Regular chicken soup, meat soup, which is a very extreme, obviously extremely popular type of soup. So the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down in Siman Reish Hei, Rabbanah in his Sefer on page 439, quotes it, and the Shulchan Aruch says like this, which some various, not various, many different halachas which we have to get to actually. Al hamayim shebishla b'hem yirokas mevarcha bracha atzmai. We're going to see at certain times that you make actually the bracha of the vegetable where it was cooked in the water. Okay, I don't want to work on that right now. I'm just reading through shemevarcha yirokas atzman afo pishayim b'hem elatam yarak. Okay, so whatever that means, we'll get back to that. But the point is, v'hani milke shebishla b'leim basar. When you're cooking these vegetables in the water, it's without any meat. Avol says the Shulchan Aruch, again in Reish Hei Sif Beis, Avol Bishlam Im Basar, when you're cooking this water, even though there are vegetables there, right? The person might put some celery inside, they might put some carrots or whatever case is, but in that same water, right, you have the meat, you have chicken or whatever the case is, Avol Im Bishlam Im Basar, it's Mevarech Alav Shahakol. One will make a Shahakol. So the Mishaber explains to us in Sif Katan Yud Gimel Da Yirokas. So you have the Yirokas, you have the vegetables. What do we do with that, right? Ha Yirokas Noisim Tam Bamarek. That's only put there, says the Mishabura, to put some taste into the water. Vabasa Noisim Tam Bamarek, and the meat is put there also, is also putting in taste. Fatama basar hu chashav, but the taste of the meat is the ikr. That's the main thing over here. Yoiser, vatam habasar hu chashav yoiser hilkach hu ha ikr. Therefore, it is the ikr. It's the main. Valkena filu imhu oichal hamarak levad. Afilu hu oichal hamarak levad mevarach shahakol. If you eat it by itself, the soup, right, the liquids, you would make a shahakol. Now he just to go through a couple of more things he brings down over here. Mikomakim im oichal hayark. If somebody eats the vegetables, let's say they don't have the meat, they took out the meat, but they eat the vegetables im hamarak together with the soup. Even though we said if you eat the soup plain, right, the fact that you had vegetables in there, it doesn't matter. You still make a shakal because you had the meat. But he says, "Imoichal hayarak, you're going to eat the vegetables with the soup." Yachad ein sarach levarich ki im al hayarak. You would have to make a, you would only have to make a bar puri adama, right? Mekomakim imoichal hayarak im hamarak, eating the vegetables with the soup, then eating it together. Then you would only ein sarach levarich im al hayarak. You would only make a ho adama. Why damarak? Because of the fact that the damarak nasatafel gam lahayyurak, the soup becomes tafel, becomes secondary to the vegetables. Therefore, we make a hoadama in that case. He says further, the hayyurak gufa bavade le nasatafel abasa. Also, the soup is not tafel, is not secondary to the meat. Kaven sheba lemazin lasoiva. Okay. Okay, so just to go with the read from Rabbanan now in conjunction with what we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha for, again on page 439, Rabbanan say for the bracha for clear chicken or meat broth is shahakol, even if the soup was cooked with carrots, celeries, or other vegetables. Okay, that's one. Next, he brings down carrots, celery, or other vegetables served with the chicken soup should technically require a separate bracha. Right, technically. However, if the vegetables are eaten with the soup to enhance the flavor of the soup, so let's say in a case in time, the vegetables are eaten with they're put into the soup and they're there with the soup or whatever the case is, but it's only there to enhance the flavor of the soup, as is the case of most people. Many people do that, as they are considered a tuffel to the soup. Let's say like a chicken soup, right? I have my chicken soup, I have my chicken, or I have my meat, that's the real good stuff, if you want to call it. Then the side, you have some vegetables, that's sort of like a secondary. It's there to give a little bit of good, nice flavor into the chicken soup. But my main thing is my chicken soup. So as such, the vegetables are covered by the shahakol it brings down. Then one would only make a shahakol made on the chicken soup, and they do not the vegetables will not require a separate bracha. Okay, he just says on the bottom in number 32, He's heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman that the case, what we just quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, is really only there a separate thing. That's only there, he says, because are eating the carrot in order to, to flavor the soup. Okay, but be it as it may, I don't want to get off on a tangent. He says like this, provided that the vegetables, bottom line is, he says, provided, in our case, provided that the vegetables are eaten on the same spoon, it's eaten each spoonful, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of vegetables, or whatever the case is, it's eaten together, right? My vegetables and my meat, I eat it all together. So then we say it's a shahakal, if that's the case, that whereby somebody put in the vegetables just to enhance the flavor of the soup. Now, of course, we want to keep in mind, he brings on, does further, Rabbanan, if one wishes to eat a plate of soup vegetables, I take out my soup vegetables, that's what I want to eat, right? And they take some soup in the bowl, primarily to enhance the flavor of the vegetables. So then of course the soup is considered a tuffle to the vegetables. Obviously then we're going to make then it's like a regular vegetable soup. Then we make a bar priyadama, right? I take the vegetables, but I also take some soup with it. But so then I'm making a hadama. The meat is left in the pot, as they say, right? I like the soup vegetables. That's a meh. Of course then I'm making a bar priyadama, and so on. In this comment on Casey says one should make a bar priyadama on the vegetables, which will cover the soup as well. And then again, he brings down as long as it's provided that the soup is eaten together on the same spoon. In a case in time where someone just pulls out, eats the vegetables, then they want to eat the soup separate, that does get more complicated. I mean, l'chaira one should make a shahakal on something else. Mishnah Berurah talks about that, like if you have a lot of soup. He even talks about like barley, it's only a couple of pieces of barley. If it's regular barley, we know it's mazonas. But a few pieces floating around, the main thing is the soup. So that's a little different. He talks about by vegetables. So if that's the case in time, it's just a couple of vegetables a person eats plain and then eating the soup plain. So it could get a little bit complicated. One should, vegetables, you're making the hadama, but to make a shakal on something else, because it could be that it was already covered over there. But be it as it may, it's a regular soup. I'm eating it together, the soup and the vegetables. So of course we make it hadama. And that's the story over there. Okay, the bottom line is, the truth is, when it's, he brings that on the bottom, it could be not so posh in certain cases. If somebody's not sure, whatever the case is, they're eating this vegetable soup, right, and they didn't wash. Obviously, if you wash, there's no question of making a bracha. There's no bracha to make because the soup is part of the meal. I didn't wash, and I'm eating this chicken soup that has the vegetables and the carrots and everything, and I like that, and the chicken is there and everything, and even though I'll eat it together, but I might eat it separate. Best thing is, truth is, to make a bracha. You pull out, let's say, you take out a piece of chicken. You can make a shahakal on that. You can pull out a... So once you pull out a piece of chicken, you're making a shahakal on that, so obviously that covers the soup itself. And if a person's worried, possibly maybe the carrot, celery, all the vegetables in there, could be it's really there for the soup to enhance the flavor. So whatever the case is, the best thing is, like we always say, one should take something else that's a bore pri ha'adam, something else that's not in the soup, and make a bracha on that, because they're worried. And technically, you could take out, like he says, really technically, the celery, carrots, all that stuff should technically require a separate bracha, technically. Because of the halachas of ikav etofel, we're not sure, whatever the case is. So it's hard to say, make a bracha, to make a shahakal on the chicken and the soup. Okay, so that's a separate thing. You pull out the piece of chicken. Like, you can't make a bracha on the soup itself. That's hard to say, because the soup is bottled to the food, whether it's to the vegetables or the chicken or both together, whatever the case is, right? So we're not making a shahakal on the soup. You can pull out a piece of chicken. I eat a piece of chicken. What's wrong with that? So technically, you could pull out the vegetables also, but you want to make sure, you're not sure the vegetables are there, and you'll be eating it together anyways, in the case in time when you'll be eating it together. If you pull out vegetables separately, like we said, fine. So you make a separate hadama, and that's how we're eating it, that's how I like it. But if you're eating it all together, so then that does become somewhat problematic. So then at least on the vegetables, one should try and make a hadama on something else. And have in mind, and pull out the piece of chicken, make a shahakal, have in mind the water and all that, and then you make a dhamma on something else like this, you're in the clear. You don't have to worry. It could be possibly they were there to enhance the water, not there to enhance, and you're eating it together, not eating it together. It's complicated. These type of big chicken soups that have all this mixture of different type of things, it does become complicated. He brings on the bottom from the Aruch HaShulchan, You know, whatever. It's not so simple because it'd have to be very small pieces for Ikka V'Tafel. Okay, not going to get into the whole thing of Ikka V'Tafel again, but in and there was, if I remember correctly, offhand there's a Chayyadim, Mishabir quotes Bechlal, who says if the pieces are recognizable, Bechlal Ikka V'Tafel doesn't apply. Okay, what to be careful with it. So we're not going to get into all that. Best thing is, like we said, making two separate brachas, and you're good to go from there. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.